Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Jim from Creative Play and Podcast Network. I just wanted to say thank you guys. It looks like D&D Journey of the 5th Edition is going to be hitting 27k today, which is astounding because it was only a week ago that we were at 26k. So I'd just like to thank you guys for listening and say I hope you enjoy the next 27k. So a few things we have going on right now. Right now we're gearing up for after we clean out Wave Echo Cave and finish the D&D starter set. I was going to go ahead and leave it up to the gaming group and you guys, our listeners, to see if you'd rather we do the Rise of Tiamat or the Princes of the Apocalypse. So go ahead and email us what you guys think we should do and we'll decide which one of the two adventures to knock off next. And just to let you guys know, the gaming group's going to be over at Tucson Games and Gadgets for the April 11th International Gaming Day. If you guys are in the Tucson area, just come on by and say hi to us. We'd love to meet you and get a sound blurb that we can play on the air for you. And next we have coming up is a few Q&As that people have sent in to us over the last few weeks. We finally got a chance to sit down and get them knocked out for most of the group. Later on I'll be sending in the next three for you guys sometime this weekend. So just go ahead and keep an eye on it. We'll get those out for you. And as always, guys, thank you for listening. The following takes place 3 days after the unlikely fellowship have cleared out Cragmaw Castle and returned to Phandalin. In a dark cave, a drow sits pondering his plans as goblins scurry in the distance. One ragged traveler comes to the cave.
Spire, I bring news of Cragmaw Castle. It is dire indeed.
The spider slowly turns around, barely acknowledging the goblin as a sentient being. Aren't you one of the king's hobgoblin chosen warriors? What has you so upset?
Foul news. You may want to hear this in private.
The drow seems momentarily pushed back by the hobgoblin's directness. Very well, let's go back to my private chamber. Follow me. After a short while, work continues clearing out the cave while the spider and the hobgoblin speak in privacy, his doppelganger minion watching silently from the corner of his chamber.
You say what? The adventurers cleared out the entire castle of all the hobgoblins? The king himself?
Yes. The king's body was in his chambers dead. It seems they must have snuck in surprising everyone and killed every last goblin. Some while they even ate. The viciousness was poetic, most unlike what most humans would consider fair combat.
No,
This unlikely fellowship has been doing many things that are unlikely. The name seems most appropriate. Well, was the dwarf with them? Gundren was still the king's captive.
There was no sign of the dwarf. I assume they rescued him before the king could eat him.
No bother. The other two brothers, the one that's still alive, have been useful enough in getting us here, getting us through the traps that they already opened. It'll be only a matter of time before my minions get us all the way into the cave, and then we can secure it from the inside. After all, what are the odds that Gundren would be foolish enough to face the spider?
They may come. Should I go out and get more goblins?
No, my hobgoblin friend. So, I have a question for you. You are the only scout to return from Cragmaw Castle, correct?
Yes. You have the rest of the hobgoblins, bugbears, and goblins working in the cave. The others, they were in a large hunting party and they did not return.
Well, for your bravery and ingenuity in returning, I have a gift for you. With that, the drow leans over and picks up a staff that has a very large spider on its crest. Have you seen such a thing as this staff, my friend? I call it the spider staff. With a gesture, he stomps the staff into the ground. And with that, a web, magically constructed, tangles the hobgoblin up.
What betrayal is this?
It's no betrayal. It's just to make sure that you stand still while my spy master behind you slides his blade to your back. Now quickly, dispose of this hobgoblin. I don't want him spreading words of this unlikely fellowship's bravery or capabilities. But, just in case, send word out to see if we can get some of the other local folk to get in their way on their way here. And if possible, see if you can talk to our spy in town into drumming up some trouble. Maybe that'll keep them busy enough to buy me time to find the secrets to Wave Echo Cave. And if not, maybe it'll whittle their numbers down. Now go, see the spy in town, and return to me once you have word of what the plan will be, and any other information our spy has received about the unlikely fellowship. Silently, the doppelganger cuts down the dead hobgoblin as the last of his vital fluids drip onto the floor of the cave. The drow goes back to his papers. Seemingly looking at the new maps that he's had drawn of the cave so far, pondering, what more will he find before he finishes his excavation of the cave, and how long it'll take the adventurers to find him there. I wonder just how these adventurers took Cragmaw Castle so easily. I wonder if they have a spy of their own.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.
Hey guys, hope you really enjoyed that last episode. If you did, go ahead and find us on Facebook under Creative Play and Podcast Network, or our website, creativeplayandpodcastnetwork.com. And make sure you check out all three of our podcasts, Creative Play and Podcast Network, D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, and Ragnarok and Roll, a Scion Hero to Ragnarok Story.